Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Eric Burns. Batting second, the shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting third, the third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting sixth, the catcher, Damian Miller. Batting seventh, the DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Marco Scudero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Hudson. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second, the shortstop, Christian Guzman. Batting third, the third baseman, Corey Koski. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting seventh, the DH, Jose Offerman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting ninth, the catcher, Henry Blanco. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Johan Santana. And now, play ball. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby strikes out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. One out. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guzman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hudson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guzman for the out. Two outs. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Koski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dye strikes out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuttier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Ford now playing right field. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durazo strikes out. One out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scudero hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. Two outs. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guzman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby strikes out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Chavez. The throw from Santana to Koski and back to Cuttier, and Chavez is out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Koski is 0 for 1 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Miller and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunter scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatberg for the out. One out. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Miller reaches second base with a double. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durazo is 0-for-1 in the game. Durazo hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Keelty is 0-for-1 in the game. Keelty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuttier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson fires to first and picks off Cuttier. One out. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco strikes out. Two outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Scudero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scudero strikes out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Guzman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Koski is 0-for-2 in the game. Koski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into right field. Dye picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dye. Morneau scores. Hunter moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter scores. Ford moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Offerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Justin Tuchscherer now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Offerman moves to third. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blanco is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields the ball and throws to Santana covering. Safe. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dye moves to second. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dye moves to third. Hatberg moves to second. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durazo is 0 for 2 in the game. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durazo for the out. Dye scores. Hatberg moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Twins. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Keelty is 0 for 2 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hatberg scores. Miller moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Jesse Crane now pitching. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Keelty moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keelty moves to third. Scudero moves to second. Juan Rincon now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crosby strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guzman is 0 for 3 in the game. Guzman bunts towards the mound. Dukturer fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. 1 out. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Koski is 0 for 3 in the game. Koski hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Bradford now pitching. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Crosby fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Rivas now playing second base. Michael Cuttier now playing first base. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dai strikes out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Offerman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Offerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cuttier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cuttier is hit by the pitch. Offerman moves to second. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blanco is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradford fields it and throws to second for the out. Offerman moves to third. Two outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durazo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Durazo hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore pinch hits for Bobby Keelty. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cuttier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee pinch hits for Marco Scudero. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coetzee strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey M. Itrodome in Minneapolis.